We are welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It is called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It is an insider look at the NBA and the coaches surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give his unique perspective on hot topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Don't miss the new docuseries, Black Twitter, A People's History from Onyx Collective and Hulu. Based on the Wired cover story by Jason Parham and directed by Princess Penny, executive producer of Insecure, Black Twitter, A People's History tells the story of how black voices found a new home online and blossomed into a force for change, while laying down some hilarious tweets along the way. If you were there for Meet Me in Temecula or Thanksgiving Clapback, you need to see this series. If you weren't there, time to dive in. Watch how Black Lives Matter grew and gained force because of the voices on Black Twitter, bringing these issues to the forefront like never before. From the memes to the movements, see how this powerful community shapes culture, society, and politics. Black Twitter, A People's History, is now streaming on Hulu.
State Farm Insurance knows that understanding and investing in our cultural identity is paramount in protecting our future. We know what it's like to go from nothing to something, to wish that we had better financial literacy when we were younger. Luckily, State Farm is here to help with funding programs like Project Ready, which is committed to education achievement and has already awarded over $11 million in scholarship offers to Black and Brown youth since 2021. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
There's a lot happening these days, but I have just the thing to get you up to speed on what matters without taking too much of your time. The 7 from the Washington Post is a podcast that gives you the 7 most important and interesting stories, and we always try to save room for something fun. You get it all in about 7 minutes or less. I'm Hannah Jewell. I'll get you caught up with the 7 every weekday. So follow the 7 right now.
In this room than anywhere else.
It's on your radio right now.
Do you know how to pop that coochie for a
girl? There you go.
It's the world's most dangerous morning show.
Cut the cameras,
angry. What kind of show is this? My son listens to this show.
The Breakfast Club with DJ Envy,
the captain of this bitch.
With Angela Yee, the only one who can keep these guys in check.
Charlamagne the God.
I'm a lovable asshole.
And this is The Breakfast Club, bitches.
Apparently, I'm here alone. Where's my co-workers? It is a Tuesday. It is a work day, right? It's not Saturday. Oh, hey.
Good morning.
Good morning, DJ. I mean, you just rolled out of the bed in the back.
I did. I just rolled out of the bed in the back.
Oh, well, you look like it.
Thank you. So do you.
Good morning.
Good morning. What's up?
I showered.
I did too.
Freshly washed hair. Yours?
I don't have much hair. I showered a couple of hours ago before I went to the club. Last night I was at the club. Shout out to everybody that came out to Aces last night.
What kind of haircut is that you have? What is it called?
Caesar.
Okay.
Maya, what about you?
I'm just wondering.
What kind of haircut do you have?
Because I don't know what guys' haircuts are called. There's a fade, there's a Caesar, there's... What else do you guys do?
Caesar's a low-cut fade, there's a ball fade. This could be a fade, it could be a low... It's a little bit of everything.
It's a hodgepodge of things.
It's a hodgepodge of things. It's a little bit of everything.
So you went to the club last night.
Mm-hmm. What about you?
Yesterday, let me see what I do. I went and worked out at Terminal 23 here in New York.
Mm-hmm.
Shout out to my trainer, Kurt. He is ridiculous. I keep trying to get you to come with me. It's actually really fun.
Yeah.
It's like a basketball court, but then they have trainers and they have you do all kinds of stuff. My whole body is sore today.
Sounds like fun.
It is.
Okay.
I think sometimes when you work out, you have to really vary things. Like
absolutely.
Sometimes I do SoulCycle. Sometimes I go there. Sometimes I do hot yoga.
Well, to keep things interesting. Because I used to, like I said, I used to box more often, and I used to And I just kind of get tired of it a little bit. So then I switch to something else, and I don't want to do what you're doing, though.
And I know a lot of people say, I was talking to this woman yesterday. I had a meeting yesterday, and we were talking about working out. And she said she's a little intimidated to go work out because she's never worked out before. But I said, listen, nobody's paying attention to you. Nobody's judging you.
Yes, they are.
Because some people feel like they have to work out to go work out. Like, they have to practice working out and get good.
Well, if you go into a gym where there's a lot of people, you don't want to look like you or this is your first time working out.
Well, you just go to somebody that works at the gym and let them come up with some type of program for you. Mm-hmm. But it's not that big a deal. If you have to go on a treadmill and just walk and then walk on an incline and then do a light jog, it's not that serious.
And that first workout is always bad.
Because
your body's extra sore. You're extra in pain.
Because there's always people in the gym who are just getting started. You're not the only one. So yeah. It is important to just go ahead and do it. Like, I went, there's a lot of things I tried for the first time. Like, when I first tried hot yoga, clearly I was brand new, never did it before. It's not that easy. But they ask you in the class, are there anybody who this is their first time?
You said hot yoga stinks, right?
It depends on where you, if the people in there stink, then it stinks.
Okay.
But, you know, then you raise your hand and say, yes, it's my first time doing it. And then they take that into consideration. And everybody's like, yay, proud of you.
Well, let's get the day cracked. Let's do 10 push-ups right now. Come on, me and you, right now. Let's go.
All right, well, let's talk about front page news first.
Okay, right after front page news. Go. What are we talking about front page news?
We're going to talk about a mom who killed her daughter days before her wedding, and this happened in Texas. Sorry.
Just going to start like that? All right. Well, we'll get into that next.
The news is depressing.
DMX will be joining us.
Oh, that'll be interesting.
Oh, DMX will be in the building, so we'll kick it with DMX. Don't go anywhere. Front page news is next. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning. Morning, everybody. It's DJ MV Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club.
Yes, we are. And it's the day till my born day. Drop one of Clues Bombs for me, damn it.
I
want all the fake love tomorrow when it's my born day.
You don't drop the bomb the day before his birthday.
I'm just no.
You drop it on his
born day. I'm getting everybody focused. Okay, this is Charlamagne Tha God's born day Eve. Okay? I can't remember the last time.
What if God has other plans for you, bro?
God don't have other plans for me, bro. Speak for yourself. I know I'm going to be here. I'm one of them dudes that's going to live for a long time, way after all my enemies is dead. And I'm going
to
go on their Facebook and like the statuses when they pass.
You have enemies like that?
Good morning.
Goodness gracious. This guy's an ass. All right, well, let's get some front page news. Ah, man.
A mom kills
her two daughters?
Like, yes, this was in Texas. Gosh. Now, okay. So a young Texas woman was about to get married on Monday, and Tara Sheets was fatally shot. She also was shot alongside her younger sister, Madison. This all happened on Friday. Is that crazy?
Okay.
That's sad.
Now, they said the mom has some type of mental illness.
Obviously.
And she was a gun rights advocate. They said she was adamant about wanting to kill her two daughters. The father and the daughters made it outside, but the mother kept shooting, eventually striking and killing both of the daughters. The father was heard asking her, please don't do this. There are kids at one point during this.
The father didn't have a gun?
No, he didn't have a chance to get to it. The mom had called for a family meeting inside the house.
I seen this. I didn't read the story. I was like, I'm not reading the story.
And she started firing her gun inside, and then they ran outside, and she chased after them and kept firing and ended up killing the two young women.
I go from talking about my born day to two young girls getting killed. Lord have mercy.
That's so sad. Well, let's talk about Volkswagen. Now, Volkswagen is giving away $14 billion for what? And who
they
are they giving
it to? They have to pay $14.7 billion. That's their settlement because their diesel cars with 2-liter diesel engines, they have to buy those back and pay up to $10,000 for each vehicle to owners.
So all the diesels or just previous ones?
2-liter diesel engines, all of those, yes. And there's 475,000 cars that are equipped with that diesel engine. They said they rigged it to pass emissions tests. So that's
really
what the situation is. They did admit to that. And in addition, they have to pay $2.7 billion in fines and another $2 billion on clean emissions technology. So owners of those cars get between $5,100 and $10,000 in compensation. And they can either get their cars fixed or they can have Volkswagen buy it back. And they would have to buy it back at the cost that it would have been last September when the scandal broke, because that's when all the prices, the values of those cars went down.
So basically, if you know somebody who got a Volkswagen diesel, they about to get a big chunk of money?
2-liter diesel.
They can come up right now.
And they still have to figure out what to do with their 3-liter diesel engines, because they said those were also cited as being in violation of pollution limits. So we don't know that yet.
But who got the money, though? Who getting some of them bees you talking about? Them billions?
The people. They got to buy it from the people. They got to buy the cars back from the people.
So are they buying them back at the price they paid for them?
No.
Whatever the price was in September.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
That's still money if you need it. I just never seen Volkswagen make a diesel car. I haven't really seen that. I know they make the diesel trucks, but not a diesel car. They make diesel cars?
Well, they have to buy it back and pay $10,000.
Oh, wow. Well, that doesn't matter if you got, like, the little Jetta or the little GTI. Those are regular, though, right? Oh, they got diesels for those? Oh, okay.
All I know is my born day tomorrow. I just want to keep throwing that out there, okay? All right.
All right. Well, that's front page news. Now, tell them why you're mad. 800-585-1051. If you're upset, you need to vent. Call us right now. Maybe you're upset. Maybe you had a bad morning or a bad night last night. 800-585-1051. Call us up right now. Tell them why you're mad.
And do we tell them the dog going to be here next hour?
I told them DMX will be here next hour.
DMX will be here next hour. The dog.
All right. Keep it locked. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Hey, yo, good morning, yo. This is the mad rapper, son, for real.
I'm mad, and I stay mad. I stay angry. I stay heated. I stay pissed off.
Tell them why you mad. Breakfast Club, let's go.
I'm mad because there's just so much negativity that's publicized. Like, you rarely see anything good on the news, on the TV. That's why I don't even watch the news.
Because good news don't get people ratings. Why? I do not know.
I mean, that's just horrible. Like, I'm in the military. I don't even want to watch TV. I'd just be like, let me read a book.
Yeah, I mean, I love reading, but that's true because you never hear, like, such and such had two twins this morning, but will hear two twins were killed this morning when their mother cut their throats.
It's interesting because the news, when I watch the news, they always have a segment that is for, like, good things that are happening.
I never seen that.
I never seen that in my life. Yeah.
Hello, who's this?
Good morning, Breakfast Club. This is your boy Tyler Jr. from Duval County.
Could you pronounce our name correctly, sir?
Breakfast Club.
Yeah, you said Breakfast Club.
My bad, Charlamagne. I'm calling because I'm at Subway, and the dude in front of me got a list of sandwiches, about 20 sandwiches, man, and I'm about to be late.
Why y'all in
Subway? I had to get ready to go to Freedom and Democracy around the world. I'm about to be late, man.
I love Subway, but I don't trust anybody who eats Subway for breakfast, bro.
Nah, somebody got some good breakfast, bro.
They got
some good breakfast.
I don't eat pork.
Get the turkey on turkey, egg, and cheese.
They got turkey eggs? Absolutely.
Okay.
Damn, I didn't know that people serve turkey eggs.
Y'all better get on it, man.
Yes, sir. I'm going to give you some of the turkey eggs.
All right,
man.
Well, hopefully they make those sandwiches quick. They better flip it for you.
Y'all had turkey egg before?
No, not turkey. He meant, never mind. Hello, who's this?
Yo, what's going on? It's your boy, Sink.
Hey, tell him why you mad, bro.
Sink.
Hey, Sink.
Why not dishwasher?
Like St. Clair.
Oh,
hey,
okay.
Real quick, before I even do that, I wanted to say y'all thank you for what y'all do. Y'all get me through the morning. Got to wake up at 5 just like it, and y'all get me through the morning. I'm mad because I don't feel like the Cleveland Cavaliers are getting enough recognition. Like, straight up, BET, they didn't even say nothing that I believe at the awards about us winning. They gave Steph Curry the award.
Now, that I agree with. But, I mean, you know, we're in America. We don't really acknowledge third world countries like that.
Come on, that's about Cleveland. Yeah, people from Cleveland was upset. Everybody, shout out to everybody from the land. I told you, it's a beautiful place. You've never been there.
It's a lot of beautiful third world countries.
It's not third world countries.
You got to be there. I love the people in Cleveland.
And they have a great mall. They got great restaurants, great clubs.
Several Applebee's from what I was told.
They got like Neiman Marcus.
Yeah,
they got a beautiful big mall.
I go there every year. My son has a basketball tournament out there. Every year we go out there.
I'm trying to figure out what major city doesn't have a ball.
Charlamagne.
That's the attraction. You have a big mall.
I went to the Halloween party there last year for DJ Steph Floss, and the hotel they had us in was popping.
Oh yeah, shout out Steph Floss all day. Shout out Low Key, all of them. That's Akron's DJ. Everybody up there.
They
shout
got all those new hotels. It's beautiful.
Hey, my guy Raconia from Cleveland got a McDonald's commercial too.
Nah, stop it.
He does. It's a commercial for his company Rake. Well, it's not his company, but it's this thing he was doing online called Rick, which is Random Acts of Kindness Everywhere. He played it a bunch of times during the BET Awards. I was like, damn, Cleveland really on the come up. Rick got commercials. They got a championship.
Tell him why you mad. 800-585-1051. If you're upset, you need to vent, you can call us at any time. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
That was Rihanna with Work. Morning, everybody. It's DJ MV Angela Yee. Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club.
Hey, what's happening?
Shout out to DMX. He's going to be joining us next hour. And DMX is always, always a great interview when he comes up here.
First of all, this is the third time that The Breakfast Club has ever interviewed DMX. DMX came here in, like, I think 2012, maybe. Then again in maybe 2014, maybe 13. I don't remember. All I know is, like you said, he is one of the most entertaining people you will ever meet in your life. I have never met an individual like DMX. Only other person I've ever met remotely close to DMX is my man Shane Gandy. God bless the dead. He was only 20, 21 years old. They're just free spirits.
Yeah.
They just free spirits. spirits.
X called me and he was like, yeah, I want to come on the show. I was like, all right, wow, what's up? What you want to talk about? He was like, the dog has to speak. And I was like, okay, that's good enough for me.
Imagine if DMX had a podcast.
That would be crazy.
I mean, it'll never happen, but just imagine if he had one.
It would be amazing.
Be good. It'd be like Nori. Nori's podcast is pretty good.
Yeah.
He had a million on his last podcast.
Yeah, congratulations to Nori. And Nori and DMX are actually going on tour with each other.
His podcast went platinum.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
I told Nori and I told X, I'll spend in some of those dates. I'd love to.
That's dope. I mean, listen, let's be clear. Hip-hop is older now. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? And, like, we need, like, our legendary artists to be able to still go out there and perform. Like, I be listening to some of these urban adult contemporary stations, and they still be playing Earth, Wind, and Fire and the OJs.
Well, your mama still listen to radio.
Yeah, but, like, that 25 to 54 demo is different now. Like, we grew up on hip-hop. Like, think about most of our icons are damn near 50 anyway.
Yeah.
So it's like 30, 40 years of music that's not being played. Like, the Jodeci's and
right.
the old LL Cool J's, Big Daddy Kane, yeah, Mary right. J, that whole New Jack Swing era, that whole 90s hip-hop era. Don't nobody play that.
Even Rakim. I was so happy to see Rakim in the Sprite commercial.
Oh, yeah. My God. Oh, come on, man.
See that.
They don't even do throwback at noon mixes no more on radio stations. Like, it's like we don't even care about our music. We just discarding it.
But I try to do it every Friday. I try to do a throwback mix and bring it back a little bit every Friday.
Yeah.
But DMX will be joining us this morning. Now, we got rumors when we come back?
Yes, we are going to talk about Chris Brown. It seems like everybody's coming at him now. We have Suge Knight suing him from behind bars. We'll tell you why. And we'll tell you what Chris Brown's reaction was to that. And now we have a publicist who has released some text messages between them.
Okay. We'll get into that when we come back. Keep it locked. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Listen up.
It's just in. All the gossip.
Gossip.
The Rumor Report.
Gossip.
With Angela Yee.
It's The Rumor Report.
The Breakfast Club.
Well, Chris Brown. Everybody is coming swinging against Chris Brown now. First of all, a publicist, Nicole Perna, that he works with, actually released some text messages between them. Now, it started with her texting him, love all the Black Pyramid pieces, awesome collection. Well, his response was not what you would think it would be. He said, I don't want you texting me compliments with no results. He also said that she's done nothing to secure Vogue, GQ, or any other publications. He told her, get in the game. She said, Anna Wintour doesn't want to F with you. These editors don't want to F with you. The majority of my time is spent on damage control. I am constantly cleaning ish up and having your back. Then he asked, he wrote back, Nicole, you texting me as if I will give a F if you don't work for me or not. Do whatever makes you feel better. Me personally, I don't give a F.
Where was this conversation at?
Now, this was over text messages.
Who released the texts?
She must have. Nicole Perna, she's a publicist.
She's whack.
All right. Then she said, then he texted. Well, she said, you're in my prayers. And he said, bitch, you in my nightmares.
That's terrible. I would never hire her as a publicist simply because she released those text messages. Like, who's going to trust her now?
I don't even get it. He said, hey, good collection. He said, all right, get it in all these magazines. And she said, well, I can't. Well, why am I hiring you? Isn't that your job? I don't know.
She got a little defensive.
I understand what she's saying, too. And she said that Chris Brown is, you know, he would be a hard person to represent as a PR.
But that's what I'm trying. I'm hiring you to do this. That's your job. I know it's going to be hard. I know it's going to be difficult.
Yeah, but you beat a woman. Like, nobody's gotten over that for whatever reason.
I hired you to fix it. Then fix it.
Well, the speed knots on Rihanna's forehead still haven't healed in some people's minds.
Well, I think it is important to be realistic. Like, if it's a difficult road to travel, she might
need to
do a little extra stuff.
Like, who would be Bill Cosby's PR in 2016? Am I got time for that?
But she did get a little too defensive too quickly. She could have offered some solutions. Like, listen, you know, it's been difficult. It would help if da-da-da-da-da.
Right.
I got a solution. Let's go find Doc Brown. Let's get in the DeLorean. Go back in time. And that night you beat up Rihanna, you didn't do it.
All right. Well, another person that's coming for Chris Brown right now is Suge Knight. He is suing Chris Brown from jail.
Goodness
now,
gracious.
He was saying,
ain't that against some type of blood code? Bloods can sue other bloods?
I don't know.
According to Suge Knight, he says that One Oak Nightclub and Chris Brown should have had better security when Suge got shot in the club multiple times. And he also is suing the singer, PMEO, who was co-hosting the party as well. Chris Brown responded like LOL with crying, laughing faces. I mean, it is a little ridiculous.
I don't like this blood-on-blood lawsuits.
That's all right, terrible. Now, this is nice. Memphis has apologized to Toya, right? Remember, we played this for you yesterday for Marriage Boot Camp Reality Stars.
Why is the whole state of Memphis apologizing to Toya?
I have my idea of what living my life is, and nobody gets in the way of that.
So why you got married then?
I've been supporting her everything she does for the last couple years. I'm putting all my attention into her, and I'm losing who I am. Stay in your lane. Stay out of my business.
Type of answers I get.
Okay, so stop talking. You got to go
talking to me, too. I don't stop doing nothing. I do what the f- I want to do. You don't tell me.
Ooh, he got a little crazy. That escalated quickly. Well, he has since apologized to Toya. He said, I want to express my deepest humility and publicly apologize to Toya Wright right now for my actions as seen on Marriage Boot Camp. Even though it was a year ago and we were going through it, I can't help but hurt for her because she does not deserve that. It's hard to watch. Actually, it's super hard to watch the demise of me and my best friend for all to see. Hopefully, through our pain, some will be able to save their relationships. We finally give them what they always wanted, our breakup.
Yeah, wow. you don't get involved and you see a husband and wife going through it, but I don't like to hear that.
No, you don't want to see that at all.
She ain't got to scream on it like that. Plus the fact that, you know, I've always wanted a midget that looks just like Toya Wright.
Why a little person? Why not a regular person?
Looks like Toya, I don't know. Toya Wright is amazing. Amazing to me, but just imagine like a little person. I'm being politically correct here. A little person
with little
with
fingers,
Toya Wright's
little
face.
That's what you're into.
He also posted a picture of the two of them together, and he said, "I will never love like this again."
Aww.
All right, well,
if you
is...
stop screaming at her, you can continue to love.
He told her to clean this ish up after he knocked over the beer. Sheesh, he talked crazy. All right, and that is your rumor report. I'm Angela Yee.
Okay, thank you, Miss Yee. And Toya is nice, because I think any other woman probably would have backslapped him or would have definitely with a two-piece.
You think Toya wouldn't backslap him? Toya from New Orleans, bro. Let's not get it twisted. Mm. Toya put a knife in the AK and bucked it.
Mm. All right, well, when we come back, the dog, DMX, will be in the building.
My guy.
One of my favorite guys.
One of my favorite people on this planet as well. There is nobody on this earth like DMX. You hear me?
Not too many people I check on. I check on DMX when he had that scare where he died, almost like what they said, he died for a second and they brought him back to life. I actually called to make sure he was doing okay.
Yep, I don't.
He's one of those guys.
I don't appreciate people who don't appreciate DMX, because that just means that you don't understand what it means to live free. I only know two people in this on this planet, and one's actually dead, who lived as free.
So there's only one person on this planet. Then.
One, yeah. DMX and then my other dude, Shane Gandy. Rest in peace to Shane Gandy.
All right.
He was 20 years old. He was just as free as DMX.
All right. Well, DMX, when we come back, keep it locked. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning. That was Designer Panda. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club. We got a special guest in the building.
The dog is returned.
DMX.
Yeah.
What? Right in the early morning.
Good morning. Yes.
And we know you're not a morning person.
At all. But starting my day off with words of thanks and praise. Mm-hmm. Amen to God. So however the day is going to be, better than it would have been if I didn't start my day off. Right. You know, I'm talking to God first. So, you know, I'm just grateful that I'm alive this morning, because not everybody that went to sleep woke up this morning.
Absolutely.
X, I'm surprised you have not turned to full-fledged pastor yet, man.
He kind of is.
Right. You know, I get what you're saying. Maybe I am already. I don't know. But that's definitely the final destination. Or a destination. You know,
right.
You never know how far God is going to... you know, allow me to get out, how much he's going to let me do, how many people he's going to allow me to reach before I go on stage. I mean, I pray that I'm able to just touch one person.
Does that bother you that people don't see that side of X, that the spiritual side as much? They'll talk about everything else.
Right.
But that spiritual side.
Does it bother me? Not really. Not really. Because I really don't focus on what people think about me or what people say about me.
We realized that a long time ago.
Right. and the reason why is if you accept the praises... Mm. You mean, then you got to accept the bull too. Mm-hmm. You mean? So, you know, I appreciate the compliments, but I stand on what I believe about myself. You know what I'm saying? And at the end of the day, that's what's going to determine the next move I make. Right. You know what I'm saying?
All right, we also saw Swizz just recently posted that your album's almost done.
Yeah.
And they're just waiting on Dre and Kanye.
Swizz waiting on Dre and Kanye? I'm banging the music out. You know what I'm saying? I'm not really not waiting on anybody. You know what I'm saying? Like, I still get inspired by you know what I'm saying, by music. So, you know, when the songs come, it's like, yo, it don't really matter who did the beat. You know what I'm saying? It's a dope beat. I'm going to write to it.
Did Dre and Kanye have even send beats? Or you?
No. That's what I'm saying. I don't get caught up in the talking. And this person said, like, if the person didn't say it to me, and, you know, we all know how this is the industry. Mm-hmm. Anybody can get in touch with anybody. I haven't heard these brothers like, yo, I got something for you, yada, 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 whatever. So it's actually a great idea. I would love to have a Dre beat. I mean, I've never had a Dre beat. I would love to have a Dre beat. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. I had a couple of joints from Kanye on the fifth album. You know what I'm saying? I would love to, you know what I'm saying? You know, get some more music from him, but
it ain't stopping your process regardless.
Whatever I got in front of me, that's what I'm banging on.
Now, you talking about inspiration. You said music still inspires you. What inspires you now?
Beats.
Oh, beats. You just talking about instruments.
Yeah.
Out now, just when you hear that.
No artists out now inspired.
There are artists that I like songs from. I mean, I'm not gonna act like, you know, like people stop being talented. You know what I'm saying? Right. You know, once I came out, whatever. But no offense, I don't really listen to the radio that much.
Me neither.
I mean, there's a lot of, you know, in betweens that are like.
Got you. Then, did you watch the BET Awards?
No, I stopped going to award shows a long time ago because, right. Like, you know, you just sit there and just sit there and sit there, and like, and what it turns into is just. I'm gonna just say what it turns into is like a sucking contest.
I knew you were gonna say that.
I mean, it's like oh yo, what up, yo, what up? You're like, money, if you really wanted to get in touch with me, you know how to get in touch. Anybody can get in touch with anybody, you know what I'm saying? And you know, that one situation I might have spoke on, I told you at the award show where somebody, you know, walked past like, yo, let's do some music. And I'm like, all right, homie, you're only saying that because you just happened to pass me in the hallway.
Right.
And, you know, and I said, you know, yeah, cool. And it was like, no, I mean some hot. They're like, stop. Like, what you mean? Like, I ain't never been no hot, but you know, the lights almost went out. So, you know, I tend to stay away from those because for me, you know, we're all artists here. We can give each other awards all day, but what does it really mean? Mm-hmm. I mean, to me, the real award is when you're able to walk wherever or just come in contact with real fans. Mm-hmm. I mean, not at an event, but just in you know, doing their everyday living type thing, and they tell you, yo, this song you did saved my life. Mm-hmm. Or this song you did motivates me to work out, or mm-hmm. you know, inspired me to get out of bed in the morning. You know what I'm saying? I was doing my TV show, Soul of a Man, a long time ago. Mm-hmm. And this lady ran up on me and she was like, you know, she was crying. I've seen chicks cry before, you know what I'm saying? But this is a different type of cry. This is like the snot bubble, get your breath type of cry. That type of cry. So I held her. I mean, like it wasn't like, oh, I'm trying to f*** you type of hug. You know,
yeah, yeah.
It was like, I was like, hold on.
Passing it, right.
Calm down.
Comfort.
Let me see what's going on here. And when she was able to talk, she was like, since she had 5 children, since she lost 3.
Mm.
And one of my songs was the only thing that motivated her to get out of bed in the morning.
Wow. What song was it? Slipping?
I didn't even ask.
Like,
when somebody puts someone you that heavy, it's like, whoa. Oh, and I'm not one to question God, but I had a question for God at that moment.
What was the question?
How do you expect me to deal with this? That's a huge responsibility.
Mm-hmm.
That's a huge responsibility to demean. You would think that remaining children would be motivation enough.
Right.
I mean, because the word says the shepherd will leave a flock of 99 to find the one.
Mm-hmm.
If you got 100 $1 bills
mm-hmm.
and you lose one, you got 99 sitting right here, but you're going to tear that room up looking for that one.
Mm-hmm.
And when you find that one, it will mean more to you than the 99 because the 99 was never lost.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? So it's like it's almost like the prodigal son. Like, he who is dead is now alive. He who was lost, what was lost is now found. It's like when you find what you lost, like, yes,
mm-hmm.
yes. And you'll have a party for that $1 bill.
Right.
That was lost, but now it's found because it completes everything that you had.
Now, with you motivating so many people and inspiring so many people, why so long to make music? Because people, like you said, live for that.
It don't take me long to make music. People don't know to look for it.
Mm.
I mean, it's like there's songs that's on YouTube and things, songs that got leaked, you know, stolen music and all that, that's out there. But if people don't know that they're there, I didn't hear about it, so... I mean,
right.
So a lot of it is not being heard because it wasn't supposed to be put out, but a lot of people don't know it's there because, like, all right, well, new DMX music, and even if they type that, these songs still wouldn't pop up. I'm kind of stuck in my ways, so to speak. Like it's how I move. Like if it ain't broke, don't fix it. Type.
They probably want you to tweet and Instagram.
I got a problem with saying the word tweet. So I'm gonna tweet you later, son. Like,
no.
I mean, like you can't really say that with a hard voice. Like, no. yo, tweet me later, nigga.
I saw when somebody tried to do the face swap with you. You was like,
oh, that was
like, spooked the hell out of you.
I never saw that before. That was my daughter. My goddaughter. I mean, that was funny because then you see something, I'm like, ah. Yeah, that was a little weird. It's just different forms of communication, man. It's like, all right. You know, when my phone is on, if a name comes up and I feel like being bothered, then I'll answer it.
Uh-oh.
Just so you know, like...
I'm so glad you don't got a flip phone, my brother.
thanks to Cuzzo, I got my first iPhone. Like I just got on a touchscreen. She's on my BlackBerry, you know, a couple times, like, I got arrested and I was able to text because they left my phone on my hip, like, because I could feel the buttons.
Right.
Like, it's a wrap with this flat You just better hope somebody saw it. I mean, right. Hope somebody saw it, nigga, because you're going to jail. I mean, just to show you,
2,286 unread emails.
Unread.
That's crazy,
Zach. Those are text messages. I don't even.
Oh, those texts. Okay.
I didn't even get the emails. That's a whole other.
You better not text Zach. If you text Zach, he's not going
to
do that.
That's funny because earlier you said people could get in touch with you if they want to, but you don't even answer text messages.
Well, I tried. I've gotten better.
All right, we got more with DMX when we come back. Keep it locked. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
That was Tory Lanez with Say It. Morning, everybody. It's DJ MV Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. DMX is in the building. Now, Charlamagne?
Swiss also said he wanted to make sure you was good before y'all really got deep into the music.
Yeah.
You had a health scare earlier this year where they found you unconscious. Yeah. You good now?
Actually, a heart stop.
Mm-hmm. Damn.
4 minutes.
Right.
And I have asthma. And, I'm playing this week because, when you different climates all over the place, I'm coming outside with the t-shirt on. And, well, I really don't remember what happened. I know I walked out to the car and my cousin said, he said, I just seen stuff and just dropped. You know what I'm saying? Like, fluid in my lungs. You know what I'm saying? I'm no joke. You can die from asthma, nigga. It's not something to play with. I've had it so long that, I pretty much just stuck it out most of the time. I'm good. Even I'll wheeze a little bit, but I'm good with it.
You're right. My grandmother died from an asthma attack.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I'm so sorry.
That bothered me a lot because I called when I heard and they told me, X had an asthma attack and he's doing fine. And then the media was like, oh, he OD'd.
It was drugs, it was this, it was that.
And that bothered the ish out of me.
I mean, like I said, people are going to say what they're going to say. I'm not worried about that. But the blessing in that was that a lot of things did change right at that point.
Mm.
It made me realize, in movies, death is sexy. In movies, you get that. Just make sure you take out the garbage. always get that one last sentence.
Last line, right.
Whatever you do, you always get that one last sentence.
Right.
But it showed me that, potentially that by the time you realize that you in a f***ed up situation, it's too late to come back from it.
Mm.
It's too late to come back from it. Not that I didn't appreciate life or the blessing God gave me, but I didn't always do what I was supposed to do with it.
Mm-hmm.
Have you ever spoke to God in those moments?
Yes. That's what I talk to him the most. That's what people understand. That's when you need him more.
Mm-hmm.
Some people look at it as being a hypocritical or a contradiction. Under the influence or whatever, that's when you need God more than ever.
Mm-hmm.
So why not talk to him then? God knows my heart.
Mm-hmm.
He knows my heart. So he knows that, sometimes that's why I need him. And he was there. He's always been there.
Mm-hmm.
He's always been there. I didn't always know when I needed him.
Mm-hmm.
We all know what God is capable of doing. We know what God is able to do.
Right.
But we don't know what he's willing to do until we're in a situation where we need him to do it.
Now, you think your career would have been different if you'd have signed with Diddy? Because I heard that you were supposed to sign with Diddy on Notice podcast.
He after the interest was there, then he came back. He brought me to him first.
Okay.
Because, I bought the locks to the R. He bought the locks to Bad Boy. You know what I'm saying? So he was like, if you like the locks, you're going to love X.
Mm-hmm.
And one thing I respect about Diddy, you know what I'm saying? They can say what they want, but I got a good relationship with that man. And I respect him. I respect him a lot more than I respect a lot of these so-called hardcore-ass rappers. You know what I'm saying? He's not fronting. You know what I'm saying? But one thing I respect about him is he told me right to my face, said, your voice is too rough and I don't think you're marketable.
Damn.
I mean, but at the end of the day, that's your opinion.
Right.
I mean, I'm supposed to be mad because you don't like me. What do you mean? cool.
But it had to feel good to sell a few million and then come back and be like, he was wrong.
Oh, yeah. Well, before I sold the record, he's like, I'll double what they gave you and I'll lace your pockets. And I'm like, respectfully, thank you. It felt good to just know that. I mean, his opinion had changed.
Right.
That was good enough for me. You know what I'm saying? Nah, but because if you didn't see it then, what changed?
Right.
Well, speaking of opinions changing, I wanted to ask you, Drake sampled you on his album.
Yes.
Did y'all have a conversation?
Yes,
so what happened?
How did that conversation
go? Nori set that up, right?
Yeah.
He said that. Okay.
So what happened?
Well, the other white guy in the room is saying yeah. There's two white guys in the room. You're Spanish. Well, the only white guy in the room is saying yes.
So, because you weren't
boys, too big.
You weren't a fan of Drake at first. You like Drake?
No. I don't like anything about Drake. Mm-hmm. I don't like his voice. I don't like what he talks about. I don't
see, I'll be trying to tell his face.
I don't like the way he walks, like nothing. I don't like his haircut. I might just, let me shut up. I'll just stop right there.
Yeah, he was, I did always say that he was a talented lyricist, but I was not a fan, you're right. Mm-hmm. I was not. And man, another humbling experience. Mm-hmm. Most people were like, yo, like, you didn't like this dude for all the wrong reasons. Mm-hmm. And I said, when it comes to lyrics, I'll tell him, yeah, money's talented lyricist. But for him to take the effort, first to want to use a song of mine, you know what I'm saying? And then to be man enough to reach out and make that call, I was like, homie, hats off, man. You know what I mean? That was a real move.
Right.
Real is real. Right is right. Wrong is wrong. Yo, that was a real move. You know what I'm saying? I salute him for that.
What y'all discuss?
On the phone, it was like, yo, me and 40,
the producer.
Yeah. He was like, yo, man, you raised us, man. I'm like, wow. Here you are feeling this way. Not knowing that I love you, son. Like stupid. You know what I mean? And
right.
I was like, damn, yo, I appreciate it. But it's crazy because before I went to prison, my manager at the time, she hit me with that last hope beat. You know what I'm saying? Trying to find out it was his beat.
Mm.
So it was like, you know what? Everything come full circle. I said, yo, I happen to use one of your joints that, you know what I mean, you put out a long time ago too. So, you know what I'm saying? I'm glad to be able to return the favor.
Right.
And I'm glad to be able to return the favor. I mean, so.
Cheers.
Yeah, to Drake. You know?
And it must be great. You got your crew with you from back in the Rough Riders day. I saw you with Ja Rule hanging out.
Yeah, we had a show together.
How was that?
That was good. I didn't watch him perform. No personal reason. I don't watch other people perform. I don't want to see it. That way I know that whatever I do on stage, I came up with.
Mm-hmm.
I just stick to my, I stay in my lane.
You talk about asthma so much and how it affects you, but watching you perform over hours performing, no problem.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Grace of God, man. Mm-hmm. It's almost like magic. It's like when I touch that stage, like I still get nervous. I still get butterflies in my stomach before I go on stage. You know, like nauseous a little bit, you know what I'm saying? I take like two puffs of cigarette, put it out, then it's go time.
No, but it's ill because even before you perform, right?
Yeah.
X will make, if you backstage, everybody holds hand. We gonna pray before he goes. He don't care if you the security.
He don't care
if you the groundskeeper, the maintenance man. Whoever you backstage, everybody hold hand, turn the cameras off, we gonna pray.
Exactly. I asked for, you know, if I could just touch one person.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? That's why, I take them on a journey. You know, I start off with the, yo, where my n***a at? And dad, I want some pussy and what a bitch. I go through all that. But the note you end them on, you know, that's what they walk away with.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? They party, they drunk, and they did all that. But at the end of the day, I end them with a prayer.
Mm-hmm.
End with a prayer. So I start with a prayer backstage. You know what I mean? God, give me the strength to do this, blah, blah. You know, I pray there's no fighting, stabbings. You know what I'm saying? I remind people of what's important. It's like in praying, you don't always have to ask for something.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, like sometimes prayers should be just, yo, thanks God for what you already gave me.
Right.
You know what I mean? And you know, I'm not knocking what nobody do, but I know God gonna be like, yo, really? You again? You still asking for this car? Like, you know what I mean? Like that. That's all.
Right.
I mean, people take things for granted. I try not to take anything for granted.
All right, we got more with DMX when we come back. Matter of fact, let's get into a DMX mini mix. Let me know your favorite DMX joints. I get it on right now. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning. That was a DMX mini mix. Morning, everybody. The dog is here. DMX. It's DJ MV Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. Now, Charlamagne?
You're expecting your 13th child, right?
14th.
14th.
15th.
Wow. 15th.
Yeah.
Yes.
This ain't no game.
So how do you pick who you want to breed
with? You will remember my name.
How do you pick who you want to breed with?
Just like, you know, the dog, I sniff the ass, you know what I'm saying? I wag my tail, you know what I'm saying? You know, regular s***, walk up. All right, yeah, that'll work. Yeah, you know, a couple of circles. And just get up in there. Nah, but
do you get a license yet?
Yo, I went to get it, and they hit me with a piece of paper looking like this. Like, these are all the things. I'm like, ah! But by the time we left there,
it's shorter.
There was only two.
Two
left. Yeah.
And you almost got to.
You got to handle business. Yeah. That's right. Take care of it.
And I'm going to remind Swiss. He made me a promise. I think it's a 60 Mustang.
We got the Shelby joint, the Illinois. Like,
what he got? Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, all right. So he said, as soon as you get your license, that's yours.
He don't think you're never gonna get it. That's right.
Well,
it's on record now.
Hey, yes. Yes. I reminded him about a month ago. I'm like, yo, remember? Because, you know, I know I'm behind the scenes. Like, yo, what I gotta do?
We mentioned you saw Ja Rule this weekend. Was that the first time y'all talked since y'all had issues?
No.
Okay.
First time was at Hip Hop Honors. All
right.
And I didn't realize he was sitting right behind me. You can only leave during like the intermissions when they stop feeling like, all right, you know, people move around, they move the seat fillers. I'm like, oh, that's my cue. And I get up. I already seen his wife. And you know, me being the type of person, I was like, if I got a problem with you, it's not going to spill over into, you mean, I'm not going to act different towards you. You mean, because draw the lines and keep the lines. Respect the lines. Boom, that's dope. Draw the lines, keep the lines. Respect the lines.
Some balls.
Bang, see, that's how I get it. Draw the lines, keep the lines. Respect the lines. Bam. So, you know, I already spoke to her. Hey, how you doing, my eyes? So I'm like, wow, she got pins. And so then when the intermission came, I got up to leave. I turned around. I was like, and silence. Like I've never, well, one time I heard that many people quiet. But that's a different story. But it was like all quiet. I was like, what up? And then I don't know who extended their hand first, but it was mutual. Mm-hmm. I mean, man, it actually, like, it's easy to be ignorant.
Right.
A stupid mother, you know, be ignorant and get ignorant and do some dumb shit. But, you know, it takes a person of character, of substance to, I mean, like, you know what? Even though it's easy to do this, do this.
Right.
You know what I mean? And we shook hands, man, and hugged, and, like, everybody must have been watching, like, yo, he don't know he behind them. You're like, yo, it's about to be something. Like, shook hands, man, you know what I'm saying? And the whole crowd, like, clapping and everything. You know what
I'm saying? So y'all got so much history with Irv.
Man,
I remember John told a story about y'all hitchhiking one time together.
Yeah.
What level of fame was y'all at?
We was famous. We was on tour. I think it was the Hard Knock Life tour.
Mm-hmm.
And Mike Kaiser gave me the rental car, you know, for the hotel. Like, yo, so it was me, Ja, I think Miff.
Bleak, huh?
Yeah, Bleak, yeah. And the light-skinned dude that be with him. Trying to get him, the police pull us over, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, whatever. I said, yo, but your name ain't on the car, Mike. So what? Like I got a license on the highway, yo. So we walking up the ramp. I said, I got this. She pull over. And she gave us one. I said, yo, whatever. She's like, oh my God, yeah, I love you. I'm coming to your show. Thank you. And she was like, yo, what's up with that nigga sound? I'm like, yo.
Right,
that's him right there. That's him right there. That's him right there, mama. But it gave validity to, I mean, because Irv has sat us down, and we had had a couple of conversations about, you know, similar sounds and things that need
I don't
to,
sound like you, ex.
Right. It's like, I'm like, well, I mean, you know, I walk amongst the fans, son. I'm hands-on with my fans. You know what I'm saying? That was like, see?
Right.
See? Like I'm not just freestyling here, homie. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, word on the street is...
That was God in a way, though. Because Josh said that's why he developed the singing style, so he wouldn't have similarities. Maybe that might have been the moment.
Right. It was like you never know how God is going to do what he's going to do.
You and Jay do shots at each other before. Have y'all seen each other and dapped it out and spoke?
No.
You're burying a lot of hatchets, though. It could happen.
Of course. Yeah, of course it could happen. I mean, as strong as I am to walk around holding anger, wears you down. I don't got time to be mad at nobody, man. I mean, unless there's a situation right here, right now, and then, you know, hey, this, even then, it's like, hey, you know, what you're talking about, it, whatever we're going to do, let's get to it. Get to it and get past it. But to hold on, I'm mad at him because of this, man. It wears on you, man. I mean, and 14 kids, man, that same energy I could put into, you know, trying to find time to do something and come up with things to do and...
Right.
And avoid the mothers at the same time.
Do your kids hang out with each other? They all know each other, or
some of them have met. No, they don't hang out because they're location wise. Like I ain't a total piece of shit. I ain't have kids in the same county.
That's good.
Yeah, I slipped up. I got a few in New York. I got a few in Cali, but I mean, not in the same county.
Yeah. How many moms?
Nine.
That's some new music. Listen, now. Hold on, though. Do you ever wear condoms?
Yeah. Hold on. What it is, they break.
Yeah. Oh, you're not putting them on right. You're not pushing the air out of the top.
See, and for a while, that's what it was. I'd put it on like tight because I feel that. It's
right,
like,
right.
You know, especially when you see like a super baby, like, I know the stroke to. There's a certain stroke that'll make it go pop, things that go pop. Pop,
low. You feel it when it breaks, though.
Yeah, well, we do.
Yeah, unprotected sex ain't the safest, but it feels
right.
The best.
Yeah,
too good right now. Let me.
Yeah, I'm just focused on music.
Now let's talk about music. Yeah. New music.
I'm trying to save you now.
Thank you.
Let's talk about this music. Now.
Yes. Blood Red. Man, yo.
Just you? Nobody else on it?
Yeah, just me. Yep. Never Divine Bars. Divine Bars.
Okay.
You can't smoke cigarettes in here, right?
No.
Really?
That's one thing you can't do.
Well, X, we appreciate you joining us.
We're going to debut the new song?
We're going to debut the new song.
Yeah.
We got to leave on a prayer.
We got to leave on a prayer.
Don't leave right.
Okay. Well, I'm going to need your hat off on me. Well, I mean, if we're going to do it, let's do it right. Let's touch and agree, man. Touch and agree. Amen? Father God, we thank you for this gathering of souls. See that when two or more gather in your name, that you are present, so we thank you for your presence. We ask that your grace and blessings are upon us this day. We pray that any obstacle the devil plans to place in our path be removed in the name of Jesus. We pray that you have your will, have your way in our lives, Father, for we didn't make us so we couldn't possibly know what to do with us. We thank you for the things that most people take for granted, Father. The air we have to breathe, the food we have to eat, the clothes we have to wear, the cars we have to drive, the money we spend, the lives we touch, and the lives that have touched our own. We ask that we're able to be a blessing to others as well as ourselves. We ask to be reminded of the power in the spoken word, Father, because we can defeat the enemy with the spoken word. All we have to do is remember to say it, remember to use it. The word says, no weapon formed against me shall prosper. The word doesn't say that the weapon won't be formed. The word doesn't say that the intention of the weapon maker won't be to harm you. The word doesn't say that they won't attempt to use it. The word says, no weapon formed against me shall prosper. So no matter what they think, no matter what they make, no matter what they try, by the power of the word, we are covered. We humble ourselves before you. We praise your name and give you the glory. We praise your name and give you the glory. We praise your name and give you the glory. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. Amen.
Amen.
DMX is the Breakfast Club. Good morning.
Yeah.
The Breakfast Club.
Listen up.
It's just in. All the
gossip.
The rumor report.
Gossip.
With Angela Yee.
It's the rumor report.
The Breakfast Club.
Well, Ray J has responded to how he feels about Kanye's famous video, which features him, you know, laying in the bed by Kim Kardashian. Everybody's naked in the bed. Here's what he had to say.
I'm just trying to stay positive. I'm engaged. My marriage is all messed up because of craziness, because I'm not a part of nothing crazy. I'm trying to walk down a good path. My fiance tripping, it's all bad in my world, and that ain't cool. Don't put me a part of nothing that's weird, that don't make no sense. You know what I'm saying? Like, can I grow up?
Now, I asked y'all yesterday, was Ray J in that video? Because I didn't watch it, and y'all told me no.
I said I didn't know. She said yes. She said yes.
I named everybody that was in it, and I said yes.
I asked if he was naked in the bed.
She
y'all
said
told me
yes.
No.
Yes, I told you every. I named all the people that were in the bed, and Ray J was one of them.
Mm-hmm. Oh well, I had no reason to watch the video. Once I saw Donald Trump's bare ass laying in the bed, I was like, "There's no need for me to watch this video."
Well, some people were a little bit more direct. Now, Ray J's manager said that Kanye needs to watch his mouth. Check it out.
Hey, did they show him with his in his white mouth?
Who's?
Tell them Whack 100 says that. If they didn't show Ray J with his in Kim Kardashian mouth, tell Kanye to go back and reshoot that.
See, he's like
a long way from Chicago. He better watch his mother mouth.
First of all, drop one of Clues Bombs for Whack 100, because I laughed so hard at that video yesterday. I watched that video like 8-9 times.
Why'd he say that?
The reason I thought it was so funny, because it's factual. Like, it's true. It's not like he's making this up. And he said it in such a caring way. Like, he was really concerned. Did they show Kim with Ray J's penis in her mouth? Did they?
Shout out to Wack. I seen him when I was in L.A., too. Shout out to Wack 100.
Well, Lena Dunham, the creator of Girls and the star of the show Girls on HBO, put up a post on Facebook. She said it was one of the most disturbing artistic efforts in recent memory. And she said that it basically is emblematic of rape culture. So... You should read this post and see. People were upset about
it. Now, I don't know. I don't know, but it is weird. I don't know if rape coach is the right term, but it's weird to undress a bunch of people without them knowing and to have Bill Cosby laying in the bed naked with them.
She said that made it weird.
That's the only thing that made it weird for you?
That Bill Cosby just randomly laying there made it weird.
She said while Bill Cosby's crimes are still being uncovered and understood as traumas for the women he assaulted, but also massive bruises to our national consciousness, now I have to see the prone, unconscious, waxy bodies of famous women twisted like they've been drugged and chucked aside at a rager. It gives me such a sickening sense of disease.
Yeah, you can't have an alleged rapist laying in the bed with a bunch of naked women. Because the first thing I'm thinking, why all of y'all sleep? And then you see Bill Cosby and you're like, oh, okay, I get it now. He put everybody to sleep.
And Lil Wayne, there's a battery report that's been filed against him. This was after the BET Awards. They said the bouncer who was working the door at Hyde Nightclub on Sunset says that Lil Wayne and 2 Chainz were hosting an after party, and some of Lil Wayne's entourage couldn't get in. They got turned away at the door. That's when Lil Wayne and the bouncer started arguing, and the bouncer says that's when Lil Wayne punched him. Now, other people are saying it was a brief altercation. It was only because the bouncer mistakenly grabbed Lil Wayne by the arm, not realizing who he was, and he later apologized. But we don't know. Basically, the doorman has already filed a battery report with the LAPD, so it could be just him trying to get a little money from Lil Wayne. And that is your rumor report. I'm Angela Yee.
All right. Thank you, Miss Yee. Now, Charlamagne.
Yes.
Who are you giving that down to?
Listen, man, the self-snitching on social media will never stop. I need two young individuals named Marcus and Radarius. I think that's how you pronounce his name. Inmate number 776-543-2789 needs to come to the front of the congregation. We'd like to have a word with him, please.
All right. We'll get into that next. Keep it locked. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
Charlamagne, say the gang. Dunk it other day, man.
You are a donkey. It's time for Donkey of the Day.
Donkey of the Day does not discriminate.
I might not have the song of the day, but I got the donkey of the day.
So if you ever feel I need to be a donkey, man, hit me with the heat.
Yeah, the Breakfast Club, bitch.
Who's Donkey of the Day today?
Yeah, it's Donkey of the Day for Tuesday, June 28th. One day before my born day. I just want to throw that out there.
You've been saying that all morning. Your birthday's tomorrow.
Just want to throw that out there one more time.
I got a surprise.
Have I mentioned
for you
that this morning?
No.
We have a surprise for you.
Like seven times.
All right, okay. Well, it's going to three young men. Two of them are in jail right now. Their names are Marcus Terrell Parker, 27, and Radarius Glenn Collins, 18. They were arrested in connection to several home burglaries in Miami. Oh, and they got big scores. This wasn't no petty crimes they were involved in, okay? We call these heists. All right, heist where there was over $500,000 worth of jewelry and valuables stolen from two different houses within 2 weeks in Pinecrest. Let's go to CBS Miami for the report.
Rick, Lauren, these guys aren't the sharpest tools in the shed. And officials tell me they were especially upset after finding out they each got $1,300 after selling off the $500,000 worth of jewelry to a shop down south. Three men brag about having a safe as they flash hands full of cash. Pinecrest police have arrested two of the men seen in the video, 18-year-old Radarius Collins, the driver, and 27-year-old Marcus Parker, the backseat passenger. But they're looking for the third man, the frontseat passenger seen in the video. According to police, the trio broke into a Pinecrest home on May 27th, stealing a safe with jewelry valued at $500,000. They struck again on June 9th, breaking into another Pinecrest home where they stole $10,000 worth of jewelry. Police say one of the men told them they took the jewelry to a shop where most of the valuables were melted down.
Now, I don't think y'all fully understood what she just said. Marcus and Radarius are now facing stolen property and grand theft charges after stealing over $500,000 in jewelry and selling it for $3,900.
Oh, my gosh.
Mm-mm-mm. Now, that's not the reason they are getting donkey of the day.
Really?
They are getting donkey for how they got caught. I think y'all missed that part, okay? They got caught because they were snitched on. You know who snitched on them? They did. Oh, yes, they took the felonies to Facebook. They online flashing that $3,900, that $1,300 a piece, saying things like, we got safes. Check, please. Mm-mm-mm. Oh, they showing off writing on themselves. Let's hear it.
Somebody say check, man. We done ran it up. No, we ran it up, man. We got bands in the bag. Bands in the duffel bag, man. Finna go to a boss table real quick, man. Somebody say check, please.
Goodness gracious.
So that's their definition of
balling.
You know how Justin Timberlake said in reference to the Jesse Williams speech that we are all the same? He's correct in theory, but when I hear these kind of stories, I am proud to be nothing like these type of idiots, okay? I don't know if it's a chemical imbalance. I don't know if it's drugs. I don't know if it's the allure of social media, but what possesses people to commit crimes and then broadcast the crime via social media? First of all, you shouldn't be committing crimes to begin with, but what part of the game is the self-snitching? It's almost like y'all having a contest with each other to see who can end up in prison first. You're taking penitentiary chances for $3,900. Let me hit them on Facebook one more time. This is $3,900 they got after stealing over $500,000 in jewelry, but selling that jewelry to a store in the mall for $3,900, $1,300 a piece. Let's hit them again, please.
Somebody say check, man. We done ran it up. No, we ran it up, man.
We got bands in the bag.
Bands in the duffel bag, man. Finna go to a boss table real quick, man. Somebody say check, please.
Woo.
Goodness gracious.
Give Marcus Park and Radarius Collins the biggest hee-haw, please.
Does the store in the mall have to return those items?
Yeah, the police had a search warrant. The police searched the store and got the jury, of course. And whoever the third guy is, you know, that was with y'all, he might as well turn himself in.
Yeah, he's definitely telling on you.
He's in the video. Clearly he wanted to get caught. Y'all might as well keep the trend of snitching going and tell on yourselves to the police, because you already told on yourselves to everybody via Facebook.
And
why not?
All right. Well, thank you for that donkey today, sir.
Now, let's talk rape.
We're not talking rape.
You're not talking rape?
No.
Oh, I thought we were going to talk rape.
No, we're talking something that actually happened in the rumor report earlier. You were talking about Memph Hits, and he got into a situation with his wife.
Right, with Toya, and apparently he screamed on her pretty bad. He yelled at her to clean this ish up. We have the audio.
Let's play the audio right fast.
I have my idea of what living my life is, and nobody gets in the way of that.
So why you got married then?
I've been supporting her everything she does for the last couple years. I'm putting all my attention into her, and I'm losing who I am. Stay in your lane. Stay out of my business.
Like my answers I get.
Okay, so stop talking. You're not going to talking me, too. I don't stop doing nothing. I do what the I want to do. You don't tell me.
Now, so the question is, of course, that's Lil Wayne's baby mama. Should Lil Wayne step to Memphis for that action?
Does he mind his business?
No. Why?
Well, because they have a daughter together. Maybe he's concerned about
somebody
acting like that in front of his child.
Oh, do you mind your business? They still consider themselves friends and almost best friends. Do you step to him and be like, bro, you went a little too far? Or do you just mind your business and say, hey, this is not my place. This is not my wife. I should just mind my business.
You say, I need you to respect my daughter's mother because I don't need anybody screaming like that in front of my child or my daughter seeing her mother spoken to in that manner.
So that is the question. 800-585-1051. If you were the baby daddy, fellas, would you step to him? Ladies, would you want your baby daddy to step to him if he talked to you like that and got disrespectful to you?
Yeah.
That is the question. 800-585-1051. Do you think Lil Wayne should step to him? Call us up right now. There's no role models. It's J. Cole. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning. That was Tupac. Keep your head up. Morning, everybody. It's DJ MV Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club. Now, earlier in the rumors, Angela Yee, she talked about a story about Memph Hits.
Yeah, that's right. He was talking crazy to his wife, Toya. Now, Toya is also Lil Wayne's ex, and they still hang out. They're still friends. They have a daughter together. And do you feel like Lil Wayne needs to step to Memphis for speaking to Toya so crazy?
Well, let's play the audio first.
I have my idea of what living my life is, and nobody gets in the way of that.
So why you got married then?
I've been supporting her everything she does for the last couple years. I'm putting all my attention into her, and I'm losing who I am. Stay in your lane. Stay out of my business.
Like my answers I get.
Okay, so stop talking. You're not going to talking me, too. I don't stop doing nothing. I do what the I want to do. You don't tell me.
Oh, so the question is, should Lil Wayne step to Memph? That's the question.
I mean,
for him spazzing out like that.
Because he cares about her still. You know, they were childhood sweethearts. That's his ex-wife, and they have a daughter together.
You don't get involved in married couples' business. Toya is a married woman having an issue with her husband. He didn't hit her, and it's on reality TV. Wayne is an entertainer. He understands the game. Not saying the situation wasn't real, but they are on reality TV. Let's keep it in context. On a show called Marriage Boot Camp, there's going to be some yelling and screaming amongst couples on that show.
I disagree. I mean, you talk to my baby mother crazy.
It's my wife.
But it's still my baby mother. I have a child from her. That's my first love.
That's my wife.
She was 16 years old. I have a special bond. You're on TV barking at her like
and
that.
And I'm concerned.
Show her a little respect.
And he should be concerned about his...
I don't want you to look at my child's mother like that.
He should be concerned about his daughter being in the house, too.
Absolutely.
He should be like, I just need to know what's going on.
She got to be like 16,
your daughter grown.
15.
Like that
she had a sweet 16 last year.
16 is not
but
grown.
If she still lives in the house with them, I would want to say, listen... I know y'all married, that's your business, but my daughter lives there.
Were they in a house or at the boot camp?
They were at the boot camp, but he lives with the daughter, right?
And I'm not going to say I'm going to step to him, but we're going to have a conversation.
I mean, I think you should care.
We're going to talk, we're going to have a conversation.
I think you should care about who is interacting with your child if they live in another home. You should know who the husband is, and you should be able to speak to him.
That is not Wayne's business anymore. Wayne's business is the kid. Toya not in any harm. Don't come to me telling me how to deal with my wife. She's your baby mama, but she's my wife. It's a difference.
Not on television. Hello, who's this?
How you doing? It's Nicole.
Nicole, what do you think Lil Wayne should do? What do you think a baby daddy should do in that situation?
I feel Lil Wayne should intervene simply because they have a teenage daughter together. She's impressionable. And if they don't want their daughter to end up, you know, choosing the wrong man to date or whatever the case may be, he should intervene. He should say something.
You talking about Lil Wayne who got all these different baby mamas who doesn't lean. You talking about impressionable?
Well, from what I hear, though, Lil Wayne is a great father to his kids, though.
Mr. Put the Knife in the AK and Buck these, that guy?
Yeah, that's a little different from rapping and being a real father.
Really?
Yes.
Stop it, Andy.
Yes. Do you really think Lil Wayne would put a knife in the AK and start shooting people?
I don't know what these Negroes would do.
Hello? Hello?
Candy from Mattapan.
Now, we're talking about Lil Wayne and Memphis. Now,
if you were Lil Wayne, would you intervene?
No, I wouldn't. The reason why I say that is because Memphis hits on a point. He said, you know, she should stay in the lane. And if that's my baby mom, I would want her to stay in her lane, too. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
She wouldn't want nobody in our business. So even though that's your friend and, you know what I mean? Yeah, you got, you know, the best interest for or whatever, just, you know, stay in your lane.
Okay.
And let's flip it.
She got to stay
in
her lane.
Can Toya intervene with all these other girls that Wayne be messing with?
If Toya's child was living in Lil Wayne's house, absolutely, positively.
Yes. If her daughter... If
Toya's
her daughter
child is living in Lil Wayne's house. That's his daughter, so I'm sure she lived there at certain points.
No, if she heard that the woman was talking crazy to Lil Wayne and the daughter was living there, she should definitely... I think people should be able to communicate with each other. And if I have an issue with anything, as a parent, you should be able to call.
I think you should mind your business when it comes to married
fight.
Couples.
I'm not saying go beat the person up, but we
just
should
have
a little conversation.
Just say, listen, I'm concerned about
and
how
And I'm going to say, F you, this is my wife.
Then we fight.
You still sleeping with her?
Now we fight.
So why are you so concerned about how I talk to my wife?
My daughter lives there.
I don't care. I'm not messing with your daughter. I'm talking to my wife.
Wait, don't talk to my baby mama like that.
No way. That's my wife.
But don't talk to, especially that on television.
Don't wife Trump baby mama?
You're going to embarrass my daughter's mother on TV?
It's TV, though.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. Wayne, it's still embarrassing.
Wayne's smart enough to understand context. Like, it's TV. It's marriage boot camp.
I don't know. I would think kids come first.
800-585-1051. Should Lil Wayne step to Memphis Hits for the way he spoke to Toya? If you missed it, let's play it right fast.
I have my idea of what living my life is, and nobody gets in the way of that.
So why you got married then?
I've been supporting her everything she does for the last couple years. I'm putting all my attention into her, and I'm losing who I am. Stay in your lane. Stay out of my business.
Type of answers I get.
Okay, so stop talking. You got to talking to me, too. I don't stop doing nothing. I do what the I want to do. You don't tell me.
Call us up right now. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning. That was Bryson Tiller with Don't. Morning, everybody. It's DJ MV Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. If you just joined us, we're taking your phone calls. 800-585-1051. Should Lil Wayne step to Memphis Hits for the way he spoke to Toya? If you missed what he said, this is what the conversation went with between Memphis and Toya.
I have my idea of what living my life is, and nobody gets in the way of that.
So why you got married then?
I've been supporting her everything she does for the last couple years. I'm putting all my attention into her, and I'm losing who I am. Stay in your lane. Stay out of my business.
Type of answers I get.
Okay, so stop talking. You got to go talking to me, too. I don't stop doing nothing. I do what the I want to do. You don't tell me.
Well, let's go to the phone lines. Hello, who's this?
Hi, this is Kim.
Hey, Kim. You think Lil Wayne should step to Memphis?
Absolutely not. That's not her boyfriend. That's her husband.
Lil
Wayne needs to mind his business.
I agree.
Okay, thank you, Mama.
Thank you, and Charlamagne, happy birthday. Today's my birthday. Cancer season turn up.
Hello. My birthday is tomorrow. Just be cool.
Mine's is today.
Oh, happy born day, boo.
Boo. Happy birthday, Mama. Hello, who's this?
This is Reggie.
Reggie, good morning.
Good morning, sir. Good morning, everybody.
You think Wayne should step to Memphis?
Well, my thing is, I believe that you need to have that conversation with your daughter, being that she's of age, and find out any concerns that she has, and then address her mom to find out if it's necessary to address him.
Okay,
your
so
main
check
concern
in,
is your daughter.
Check right. in with them and see, listen, do you need me to say something? Or not even that, but is everything okay? What's going on in the house? Especially
Correct.
With your daughter.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. That's the most important part.
Because I would think it would raise some concern.
Exactly.
All right. Thank you, bro. Hello, who's this?
Hey, yeah, this is Chris.
You think Lil Wayne should step to Memphis?
I feel like he should come at him respectfully because, right. you know, it's not his marriage. But I have a son, and, I don't raise my son to talk to women like that. So I couldn't have the mixed reviews going on in my child's life. I'd have to let him know you got to, talk to her respectfully because I don't want my son to talk to women like that.
And I feel you're not step to him like in a confrontational way, but just say, listen, I'm just concerned. My daughter's in the house. And I just want to make sure that nothing crazy is going on in front of her. That's all.
Well, we do got to keep in mind they are on TV, on Marriage Boot Camp, on reality television. Like, it's context,
this
too.
This is true.
Because if I'm Wayne, I'm calling Toya and be like, yo, was that real?
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, it's got to be context to it.
Right, that's what I said. Nobody said, when I say step to it, I don't mean step on some beef or just have a conversation. They all cool. Mm-hmm. But just, it's a situation. So what's the moral of the story, guys?
The moral of the story is mind your business when it comes to the affairs of married people. Toya not getting beat on. She's not in no harm. And most importantly, women in that situation, you have to stand up for yourself. Put the fear of God in your husband, because Miff hits tripping, screaming on his wife like that. I don't have that kind of heart to scream on my wife
me
like
neither.
That. I wish I would knock something on the floor and tell you clean this shit up. My wife going to knock me on the floor and tell me clean my own damn shit up.
I'll tell you about that time my wife put me in a headlock and wouldn't let me go and I cried.
You told me. You deserved it.
Well, that's your moral of the story, but I think that if anything makes you uncomfortable, you should be able to address it as an adult.
All right.
If you feel like you need to say something, you have the right to do that if you have a child involved. Now, if there's no kids involved, then who cares? It has nothing to do with you. But if you feel like, I just want to make sure.
Well, see, I don't understand that, because this is a husband talking to his wife. The kid had nothing to do with it. They weren't at the house. They're at the boot camp. The child had nothing to do with it in this case. So I don't get that.
It's not the role to check in and make sure everything is good. All right. Well, we got rumors coming up.
Yes, let's talk about a new project that RZA from Wu-Tang is doing. And this is with an iconic video game brand. I'll tell you all about it. Also, we'll discuss Chris Brown. Find out who's suing him now.
All right. All that and more. Keep it locked. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
Listen up.
It's just in. All the gossip. The rumor report. Gossip. With Angela Yee.
It's The Rumor Report.
The Breakfast Club.
Well, we're all trying to figure out who is Trick Daddy mad at. Mm-hmm. Trick Daddy Dollars posted this on Instagram, and I saw it on Baller Alert also. Here it is.
Play with me, I swear before God.
That hoe is dead wrong. That hoe ain't got no business talking about calmness. I ain't say nothing about you, hoe. Don't play with me,
come on, you gonna go live. You gonna throw up my motherfucking name because a bitch comment on my post. Suck my dick from the back so when your jaws get tired, you can kiss my ass.
Man, boss.
I spit in your face when I see you, bitch. I spit it.
Oh, he ain't say the other part.
Let's not gloss over that bar that Trick Daddy said, okay?
Gosh.
The kiss my ass part?
Suck my D from the back so when your jaws get tired, you can kiss my ass. Drop one of Clue's bombs for that bar, damn it.
That's classic.
A bar.
That's classic. That's classic material.
Well, I don't know who he's mad at, but yeah. He went off. All right, so yesterday, y'all was making fun of Beyonce's mom for saying at the awards show that Beyonce couldn't be there to accept the awards because she had to leave.
Who was making fun of Beyonce's mama? You know I'm a Pinkett Smith Winfrey Knowles Carter now.
Everybody saying, okay, well, the show wasn't for 2 days, so she didn't really have to leave. Beyonce's mama lied. Well, she went on Instagram and she responded about these false rumors about our entertainers. We celebrate when they stumble. We hope that they fall. We put them against each other. She said she got wind of the mess that has festered since last night. The fact that I supposedly lied about my daughter's concert. First of all, I did make a mistake on the city and the day. I asked why did she have to leave early and was told by a member of her staff she had to get back in time for her concert and that she actually should have been there 2 days before as the tour has been down for a month. I assumed the date was Monday and the city was London. Well, it turned out to be in the UK, but wrong city and on Tuesday. She said there's a 9-hour time difference and it's an 11 to 12 hour flight. That equates to 19 to 20 hours
to get
there. Oh,
that's too many characters, OG. Come on, mama.
It's a lot longer than this. But just so you know, she is just trying to say she is not
lying.
All she had to just say you got the schedule wrong. Like, you don't owe nobody no explanation.
I don't know if you read this whole entire post.
No, I'm not reading for what?
She was like, you will be exhausted because you get to the States on Thursday, rehearse for BET, fly to Mexico to be with your sister for her birthday on Friday. Happy 30th, Solange, by the way.
I'm going to be exhausted if I read all them characters.
Get back to L.A. on Sunday, start rehearsals at BET at 7 a.m. Who else would get 3 hours of sleep like that? Book a huge private plane.
Mom.
But that's just so you know.
That's your grandmother.
Grandma. Take grandma's phone away, please. Stop it.
She wants to vet. Let her vet.
It's not that serious.
To her, it is.
You just didn't know the schedule. That's
she
it.
Not, so she not playing with y'all.
That was at least 880 characters.
All right. RZA has announced a new album, and he's doing it in collaboration with Atari. Now
they still make Ataris?
No, I don't think so. The album's going to feature tracks that's inspired by the sounds of Atari game music. So.
No, that's Nintendo. They wasn't doing all of that on Atari.
Atari was doing.
It's gonna be so analog.
That was doing
exactly.
So he said, "I'm gonna invite some of my friends to join me, and it will be game on with the first beat." He said he thinks it's gonna be iconic and one of his best albums. I'm interested to see how he does this.
Does he mean like Pac-Man, Donkey? That's arcades though. I don't remember.
That was Atari too, though.
Yeah, I never had an Atari.
What about Centipede? Was that Atari?
Yes.
No, those were arcade games. My first
video game. They had it on Atari.
I ain't had no Atari, okay? That was before my time. I'm a Nintendo Entertainment person, all right?
You didn't have Atari
Mike
or Coleco?
Tyson, Punch-Out, Super Mario Brothers, Duck Hunt. That's what I was on early.
I'm not going to lie. I went to a school where we had an appearance, and they had the Atari set up.
Double Dribble.
Inside.
Double Dribble.
Yeah, that was pretty exciting. But anyway,
I never said double dribble. They always double dribble. They couldn't say it in the game anyway.
And Suge Knight is now suing Chris Brown from behind bars.
Oh, come on.
Suge Knight says that Chris Brown and One Oak Nightclub should have had better security that night when he got shot multiple times in the club. And he's also suing the singer who was co-hosting the party that night.
Are Bloods allowed to sue other Bloods?
I don't know.
What is going on?
If there's some blood involved. And that is your rumor report. I'm Angela Yee.
And rest in peace to Pat Summitt, legendary Tennessee basketball coach. She died at the age of 64. I think she was the winningest coach. And I think she's close to 1,100
wins. In history,
wins.
Right?
Yeah, close to 1,100 wins.
Yeah, drop one of Clues Bombs for Pat Summitt. Rest in peace. Salute to everybody in Tennessee.
That's right.
She needs a statue. If she don't already got one, she probably already got one.
I'm sure she has one. All right. All right, up next is the People's Choice Mix. You want to hear something, at DJ MV on that Instagram or Twitter. And shout out to our Revolt family. We'll see you guys tomorrow. Everybody else, hit me up. Let me know what you want to hear.
I have a quick question. My screen on my phone doesn't work. Like, it's shattered, broken. I can't use my phone. What do I do? Should I take it to the Apple Store?
Put it in a bag of rice.
No, you don't.
Put it in a bag of rice.
No, it's not water in it.
Take it to the Apple Store.
We got some rice around here.
Apple Store fix it. Take you about an hour.
And, like, does it for you?
No, you got to take it to the Apple Store. Walk your ass to the Apple Store. I hope you have an appointment. If you don't, you're going to wait a little bit.
Because I keep cutting my finger trying to touch the screen.
Yeah, take it to the Apple Store. Whoever, if you take you it having, anywhere else, they won't give you the warranty.
Whoever you having sex with should buy you a new iPhone. Whoever you having sex with should have heard this right now on the radio. First of all, that screen been cracked for a long time.
No, she just cracked it.
I just did it.
It's $99.
All right. Who's ever having sex with Angela Yee, go buy her a new iPhone right now.
I don't need a new iPhone. I just need to get the screen fixed.
Well, get her a screen fixed.
And I have insurance, so I could trade it out if I wanted to and not pay anything.
There you go. You tell them, girl.
I handle business, Charlamagne, okay?
I was trying to get you a new phone.
You're the little bird over there. I handle business.
Little birdie.
I'm a bird because
buy me a phone.
If somebody bought me a phone, I'm not supposed to accept. You got to use what you got to get what you want. So I'm a bird because I want me a new phone. And if somebody buy me one, I can't take it.
You should get insurance. You get AppleCare.
I'm all for the free.
Oh, my goodness. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning. The Mix is next.
Hey, guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun, too. It's a thing, and now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun, Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino-style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere, and each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Are you looking for the perfect move-in ready home this spring season? Now's the time to buy at Fisher Homes. For a limited time only, enjoy below market interest rates starting at 5.375% APR, 6.139% APR. With these exclusive lower rates, you can save hundreds on a move-in ready home and start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with one of our new home specialists at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home. Financing provided by Victory Mortgage, LLC, NMLS 461249, Equal Housing Lender.
Top Thrill 2 is like no other course. Two 420-foot vertical speedways, three launches.
All right, let's talk strategy.
Copy that, driver. Go for maximum acceleration off the start.
Measure that.
You've got a short straightaway to push from 0 to 74 on the first vertical speedway.
And what about the rollback?
Rollback will set you up for an explosive reverse climb 420 feet in the sky so you reach 0 G's in total weightlessness.
420 feet of straight-up speed. Let's get it.
Top Thrill 2, the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch strata coaster. Get your tickets at cedarpoint.com.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts. If you dare.